person has had a maybe a real bad cold and his throat's real sore, if he tries to eat something, he might have trouble. He might say that that soup's so hot that it's all he could do to
swallow.
Yeah, swallow the soup. What about talking about things that some people smoke? Some are
cigars, cigarettes, and pipes.
Yeah. Do you smoke anything?
I quit about 30 years ago.
Is that right? You smoke cigarettes?
I had smoked cigarettes and pipe and cigars from the time I was 18. And I made up my mind to quit between 25 and 30 years ago.
If you have a lot of people at a party, some of them might be standing around the piano and they'd probably be
smoking.
And or if somebody's playing, they would be playing. Somebody would be playing the piano and they would be
singing.
And if somebody told a real funny story, they might all be
laughing.
If somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, "Well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
under any obligation."
Under any obligation. And what about if somebody asked you to do a certain job? You might say, "Well, sure,
I'll do it for you."
Or I can do it.
Yeah, I can do it.
But if you're not able to do something, you might say, "Well, I'd like to."
I'd like to, but I've got other things that I've got to do first.
But I can't do it now.
Things to do at home, I can't do it now.
Yeah.
Probably get to it later or something like that.
If somebody asks you around sundown to do some work, you might say, "Well, I got up to work before sunup, and I
don't like to work after sundown."
That's right. Or I've all I'm going to today.
I've done all I can do plan to do.
If there was a really bad accident somewhere up the road, you got there, but by the time you got there, there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was
dead
by the time that you got there. They had a bad...
That was awful. And from all accounts, the kid was driving too fast and cutting up, applied brakes, and of course it threw the car out of control. Him just 17, and maybe hadn't been driving long enough to have had experience of what would happen on a slick road, whether it was paved or mud. And he applied brakes too hard, and maybe one side, the brakes caught ahead of the other, and that would jerk it sideways, whichever side it would, the brakes applied first. And he skidded in front of those other people.
It really was a bad one.
Yes.
But talking about the fact that the corn seems very short this year, you might say, "Well, at this time of year, you go out in the field and it seems very short to you." You say, "Well, at this time of year, would you say it should be taller?"
It's already been gathered.
If you're growing corn, and it's usually very tall, but this year it's kind of short, you say, "Well, I don't understand this. This year
it's small.
Yeah, or should be taller, something like that."
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a little kid say to another one, "Well, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you..."
Yeah.
"I dare
you." "You won't."
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever, talking about "I'll dare you to do this," have you ever heard anybody say he daren't do that or he doesn't do that?
Yeah. Dasn't, that was an old byword with a lot of people. You dasn't do that.